Hi there, this is Mike Quinn. You'll know me as Nine Numb in Star Wars, and you're listening to the McSauce Podcast.
Welcome to episode 309 of the McSauce Podcast. My name is Paul McGinty. With me, as always, are Ian the Sauce Sharpley.
Hello.
And Matt Cassell.
Hello.
It is Monday night, January 13th, and tonight we are talking time travel. More specifically, we are talking which eras we would best excel in, knowing that the three of us don't have any real usable skills other than drawing. If you dropped us in the Dark Ages or 1920, where would we find ourselves to survive? But before we get into this bleak podcast scenario, we do housekeeping with Ian Sharpley, which wouldn't be a thing in 1890.
It wouldn't be. Hear ye. Go to McSauce.com to check out our webcomics.
Go to where?
Go to thy picture box on connected by strings and tin. Oh man, what would the old fashioned? I guess we would have a newspaper strip.
Is that what would be? Well,
yeah, I mean,
we'll get there.
But
we'll get there. Yeah. Housekeeping. We'll get there.
Yeah, go to the classified section and check out the ad for Lonely Hearts and Comic Book Nerds. Rejoice! We have a radio show that you can listen to and subscribe, McSauce.com. What would we do? What would we do? How would we get our message out back in the day? I don't know, so I guess we'll have to explore it. But you guys know where to find us right now.
So, going back to the square thing, like, would we be fucking comedians?
Like, we would be, no, we
in
would
the
be
square?
In the square. We would be, like, back in medieval times, we'd be court jesters that were immediately murdered.
But court jesters had, like, court jesters had a certain level of clout. I don't think we'd get up that close.
Oh,
to the
because
king.
We suck.
I think
so,
wait, would
wait,
be
was
like
it, was it a common thing for the court jesters to be murdered?
I would imagine if they weren't funny enough. Or am I thinking of like
this is where we give the disclaimer for the rest of this hour.
We are not historians.
Ian has the best knowledge of history and it is passable at best.
It only shines in the dimness of you two morons, but I also am a moron. I don't know. The court jesters, I feel like everybody was at the whim of the king, queen, tyrant, right? So you likely could be murdered, and I'm basing all this on medieval movies that
I've
watched.
But there were good kings and queens.
I mean, what? Sure, I mean, but I think
best case
the
scenario,
definition of good is very flexible.
Best case scenario, our life in medieval times is going to be complete garbage. So, like, I mean, why don't we not, you know, exacerbate the garbage by having a terrible king and queen? Why don't we at least give ourselves like a good ruling system?
Okay. So we live. The McSauce Wayback Machine took us back to a time where there is a good king or queen. So unfortunately, once again, this is going to be happening to me a lot. I would be relegated to slave labor. So that takes me right off the board instantly.
I understand we meet Morgan Freeman and Prince of Thieves as a slave, but what was he doing to get there?
He was just minding his own business in Africa and then was fucking kidnapped, which is what happened to...
Pulled over by a white guy on a zebra.
Which is what happened to the fam. Just minding our own business. And I absolutely... Because I'm a sucker. And I absolutely would have been like, what's going on down by the fucking shore? bunch of people, bunch of new people. I'm kind of nosy. I'm going to go down there. Oh, hey, those are some nice bracelets. And then that's it.
let's pretend for the sake of the Dark Ages.
Let's travel back just to the enlightened Dark Ages. People, we're like, you're a black guy. People we'll give you some shitty job.
Very Italian.
Okay. There
you're
go.
You're an interesting Sicilian. Italian Greek mix. Okay. Because you're not super dark.
No, I'm not. I think I would pass as Middle Eastern or something like that. So maybe
you are not in good shape. Period. But
so that you Arabia,
can, so that you can participate in this time period with us.
I don't.
Like, we're gonna have to suspend.
I don't think
disbelief.
Lawrence of Arabia was Middle Eastern either.
Yeah, oh, blue eyes.
No. I mean, but still, like, I'm not specifically speaking of Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Just saying, like, me of Arabia.
Right? Gotcha.
So we do.
That's my lie to the fucking good king.
So if we're looking at this from the perspective of, you know, comedy and telling jokes, then we're not going to be the jester. Jim Gaffigan is going to be the jester.
Right, but here's the thing. Like, so wait, let's set up the rules. Let's set the rules of this time travel. So we right now in our current stages are being transported back, right? We would be the smartest people on the fucking planet.
But none of us actually know how to make that stuff happen.
Ah.
Like we know what combustion engines are. Make one, Ian.
Where's my wrench?
Don't even make one. Tell someone the science behind it.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't
like
know.
Would we fucked? Would be
you know what we could be? We could be writers. We could write like we're shitty now.
We could
but
just
we would
write
be the
things
best
that
writers
really
on
happened.
But we
right?
wouldn't.
Back to the Future theory. Could we bet on things? We'll save that for later.
Holy
we'll
shit!
Bet on
we
things
would,
later.
When I go back, what year are we going back to?
Well, right now we're
right
in
now
medieval
we're
times.
Talking about the Dark Ages.
The Dark Ages. That's 500 AD to 1500 AD after the fall of the Roman Empire,
as
you
we
know.
All know.
Now.
What's that on your iPad?
It's the Wikipedia Dark Ages, but
which we couldn't use if we went back to the Dark Ages.
Well,
as smart as Matt just sounded, he would be a little hamstrung.
He would be fucked like the rest of us.
But I'm ready now because I'm good to go now. I have that knowledge. But if we go back into the year 700,
I think if we went back and I would. And I asked some peasant, what year is it, good sir? And he said 700. I would pass out.
Yeah, I mean, like, from what I also understand is that the English that we speak, even if we traveled back, honestly, if we traveled back to the 1800s, it would not fly. We would not be able to really understand what
they wouldn't
were
understand our slang. They'd probably understand Antonio Brown better than they would understand us.
And this was going to be my point when you said we could be writers, but we couldn't because I read that fucking Poe compendium.
Shit.
And that's
yeah.
from that's essentially from 1900 and it's almost unintelligible at points. Like we couldn't like it would take us it would take us a while to, you know, gather the parlance and, you know, really
it also
understand
took me a while to
happening.
Understand that you were talking about Edgar Allan Poe and not Poe Dameron. And I was like, what? Wait, what book is he talking about? Mm. I don't know what book he read.
See,
with
we are Poe. We are already.
Man, we're so stupid.
We are already butting into cultural gaps.
So the myth, the Dark
the Mitt
Ages.
Romney?
The Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, like we're fucking dead. Like we cannot survive there.
Well,
right?
No, I don't think we can't survive there, but I don't think we're gonna be outcasts because, like, unless
well,
we
can't
unless
fight
we,
either, we're gonna be dead.
We're gonna be dead anyway because our bodies aren't built to carry those diseases.
Yeah. So let's throw that out because like. Our bodies aren't built to carry diseases from the 1940s either. So let's throw diseases out too.
So, like, yeah, if we're gonna, like, I mean, if we can assimilate and not be so, not speak differently and try to, you know, talk like the people we're around, like if we are,
what you doing for the festival
to assimilate into the culture, then what are we going to do?
Well, our best hope is to be artists, but I still think that we wouldn't be very good.
Weren't they even like way better back then? That was during the Renaissance.
Because they were really good. Like, and we
Da Vinci and Sharpley. It just like,
but what was coming out of 1700 America? At that point,
1700 America.
So we've just time traveled,
right? So we're out of the
so
dark
we're out
ages.
Of.
Oh no! I think we can rule Dark Ages. No, we're still
the Dark Ages out.
Still in Dark Ages. So we're like being dropped in like London or Britain or wherever the fuck. So what great artists are coming out of there? There's great art coming out of America right now. In 2020, that we're not even coming close to. But we don't need to draw the Mona Lisa. We just need to draw some dumb shit that makes people laugh a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could work at it. I don't know. I think that we're out for the Dark Ages. I don't think we will make it.
So you think
I think we're instantly dead.
Comedy.
We have
some kind of art is our best option. I think it's manual labor, and we each kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it's so terrible.
Yes, I think so as well. So what's the next time period that we could jump to?
The Renaissance.
I think we would stand a fucking chance in the Renaissance. A little bit more enlightened.
I still don't think we would be quality artists of the
scholarly
age.
Matt Cassell. What years are the Renaissance?
Well, if the Dark Ages goes up to 1500, I guess the Renaissance starts in 1501. And
how long does it... So I always associate the Renaissance with Spain and France and Italy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where our... what's our time travel vehicle of choice? Are we in a telephone booth? We got the DeLorean? Are we quantum leaping? What are we doing?
Why don't we quantum leap? It's a little more comfortable than the DeLorean or a telephone booth.
All right, so we're quantum leaping. So let's hit Italy in the Renaissance.
Forgive my complete disdain for history, but when did Columbus sail the ocean blue? In 1492?
Yeah, that's, you know, you got it.
Got it.
Yeah, you
that
got
rhymed.
It.
Got it. So
apparently there's got to be a reason.
You will be
why
a poet.
So
Paul will be a poet in the Dark Ages.
Maybe. I think I could swing some literary shit in the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. At least to just scratch, to make a scratch living. I think I could do it. But primarily, prostitute.
I don't think that would male prostitute would go over well in the Dark Ages. Maybe the Renaissance.
Ah, fuck.
A little bit more enlightened.
Fuck.
A lot of like medical research in the art with the Renaissance. A lot of cutting people open and drawing cadavers and shit like that. I don't know if we could do that.
So as dumb as we are.
Yeah.
Do you guys not think we could cobble together some kind of medical knowledge in the Dark Ages?
No.
Because we don't
We're
have
pretty
the
res- dumb.
Because we don't have the resources. But we know common things. We know general.
It's the same
stuff
thing
that
as
is,
the
is,
combustion
is more
engine.
In practice now than like, I think it's I don't think it's as complicated.
Medical stuff. Medical stuff. Medicine.
Well there's fucking I'm not talking about like doing a fucking heart transplant in the Dark Ages. I'm talking about like
there
someone
Band-Aids
had a,
and
someone had
ibuprofen
a,
in the Dark Ages, dude.
Right, but we know how to make Band-Aids?
Do we?
Do we? Do it right now, dude. But, do it right now.
We know how to make Band-Aids. We know how to make Band-Aids.
There's bullshit in the Dark Ages. Oh, like, people get a little fever, and they're like, you're dead. But we know how to bring down a fever and to do normal fucking shit that killed people back
but
then.
But we're not as we can't persuade anybody. We can't persuade ourselves to like
we
movies.
We can't persuade anybody. We are charismatic gentlemen.
So Matt,
notwithstanding.
So that's our power, charisma.
Yeah, that is all we have to lean on.
I mean, but that's one transferable skill that we have. Charisma.
After we think about it, I think that would be our best option in the Dark Ages to lean towards just general practice.
What the hell? What is that?
General medicine.
This is amazing. How you came around to us being doctors.
What the fuck do you want to do? You want to go to war?
We're going
to
fucking die.
You
want to
be a fucking soldier?
I'm saying we're not going to make it. Wouldn't we be knights? I mean, come on. Say that soldier shit for later on. We'd be dead. We wouldn't make it.
We'd be deserters in any form of army.
Yeah.
We're not going to make it. We are soft boys.
So we're doctors.
We can get away with it in
the
Dark Ages.
Doctors.
You don't have that headache.
All the fucking doctors in the Dark Ages were just making shit up. There's so much fucked up shit. We would be making shit up, but we would actually have a good base of what we're talking about.
I think you've hit it. We're good liars, so we could lie to the people
but
of the Dark Ages.
But we would be able to lie
slightly more informed because we know what the inside of a body generally, like, the basics.
I'm starting to really zone in on which era we would be best at. I have it in my head.
We'll get there.
I know exactly when we would be awesome.
Zero.
Right now.
Year zero.
It's not now. No. I have a time period.
Do you not agree that, like,
well,
this is...
we can't be doctors, you fucking retard.
Well, no, but no one was doctors back then. Everyone was just fucking guessing. But we would be hypothesizing because we would have some figment of information to base the shit on. Those people back there were just guessing at anything. We wouldn't be guessing. We would already kind of know.
Yeah.
So we could cobble shit together.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
that's our best fucking chance at not being thrown in a suit of armor, and sent out to war. Like, I think, I think this is our best option in the Dark Ages. You know, Casale, Sharpley, and McGinty practices LLC. It's the little cobblestone building down the street.
Oof.
That's your best option. Do not bring anything more serious than a headache, though, because.
Right, back then, you know how they treated headaches?
But you could die from a headache.
They'd chop your head off.
Hey, that should bring us to another time period. So the French Revolution.
What year is that?
That is the late 1700s, early 1800s.
Is that when they would...
So like 1790 through 1800.
Is that when they would exact theater justice?
That is the introduction of theater justice.
Live theater, and then you get like a bonus live show, which is an execution.
Absolutely.
Guillotines back then, Paul, were a dime a dozen.
What years was this?
It's 17, I want to say 90 to 1800s, somewhere around there.
Are we skipping the French Revolution? We're skipping the Renaissance?
Well, I was just, in my head, it just came up that would be some place that we would, this is not the particular era that we would be best at, but it is a era that features an item that we love and hold near and dear, which is Madame Guillotine.
The Renaissance introduces actual knowledge. We can't get away with our sham medical practice.
No.
In the Renaissance at this point. Now we need to shift gears. We need to do something else.
Yes, yes.
Language, you know, is a little further. It's a little closer to where we're at. Like, maybe now we can cobble together.
It's still very far if we are. Yeah, I don't think that there's still a lot of like widespread printing going on back in the Renaissance. Some painting.
Do we
again?
Do any of us know how to make a printing press?
Not to make one, but I think that all three of us could figure out how to work. I mean, that's going to be a little bit.
Are
down
we allowed
the road,
to
though,
join
right?
an apprenticeship thing? Can we learn from?
We need to stay under the radar enough. We'd have to have some job in order to have the apprenticeship where someone's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna make a newspaper."
Well,
what are we doing in the meantime?
I guess we could do wood carvings and things like that.
Whittle things?
We'd have blocks of wood
have a
that
fucking
you
Etsy shop in the Renaissance?
No, wood carvings, like you would carve in wood and then you could lay ink down and it would have some
stamps.
Like etching or stamps. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So like a very early silk screening.
I mean, off press printing doesn't happen until very much later, 1875. So we're
way in front of it. Fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are so fucked. And everyone remember, Ian is still immediately fucked as soon as we get back.
Yeah,
Matt
yeah, yeah.
and I are better leaving him here.
Yeah, in the Renaissance, let's say we drop us off in Italy. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how the climate was back then. I don't know. Maybe I can make it.
What happens if we get dumped in Africa during the Renaissance?
Does our time machine have no, like, nav system in it or something?
Yeah, how does quantum leap time travel work? We see, this is why we're dead, because we don't even know how the TV show Quantum Leap works.
Quantum leap time travel works. Like, he doesn't know. Like, it's a broken system. He inhabits someone's body that needs a wrong righted, and then he leaps somewhere else. But there's no science, or else he'd have gone back home forever ago.
So, the
DeLorean, we're just using, like, how we get there.
Right. So, the DeLorean can only do time. It can't do place. So every time that Marty McFly travels,
it's always
the same place.
What's the place called, Matt? Hill Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bill and Ted can change place and time with the telephone booth.
So I guess we'll go.
So we're in the telephone booth. So do we want to do the Renaissance in Africa? I'm not sure what was popping right then.
I don't know what was popping either, but certainly. Well, I don't know. Do they hate?
I think there was a.
Do they hate white people? Because I am the whitest of the three of us.
Yeah, I think that they were, probably wary of white people at that point. But I don't really know.
But if you speak for me,
oh,
if you have my back,
I'm gonna vouch for you. Yeah, I don't know. So we're in the Renaissance. We're in famous Renaissance Italy, right? I don't know. I keep trying to place us in the bucket of art and art doing outside of our former lives as
what if we
doctors.
Right, what if we it could fucking work.
Ugh.
What if we break out of art, we're in Italy, and we decide to go into wine?
Paul, what do we know about wine other than drinking it?
It's made with grapes.
We do know that.
You smash it with your feet.
Fuck.
So I think we're fucked again.
Bad idea. So going into the Renaissance, that's when I think like the high art.
The Renaissance, you mean the years 1300 to 1600?
Those are the exact years I was thinking. I think...
Very quickly, as an aside, what came after the Renaissance? What was...
the thing Ian just said a couple minutes ago.
The about French Revolution?
All the guillotines.
That wasn't until the end of the 1700s.
No, he said it was 17 to 18.
The end of the 1700s. The French Revolution lasted 10 years.
So it's 1790
to... 1789 to 1799.
So what was happening in the meantime? Probably just...
The American Revolution and the French and Indian War, working my way backwards. I don't know. I don't know what was... I don't know.
It's still very frontiersy. It's well before frontiersy. But if we're in... if we're in the Renaissance, we're in Italy in the Renaissance.
Wait. What is frontiersy? Are you talking about like the 1800s, like the Western frontier?
Well, when we're talking like French Revolution and all that shit, yeah. But we're still in the
Renaissance. See, this is the problem.
The French Revolution is wildly different than the Wild West of.
Yeah, I know.
The American.
But here's
frontier.
The problem. Matt's not only are we mixing, you know, dates, we're also globetrotting through this whole thing, and it's screwing us up.
Here's the problem. Matt asked what a specific set of years were to the only other person in the room that doesn't know what that years were, because Ian, you weren't here. So okay. we're in. So the Renaissance goes to when, Matt?
1300 to 1600.
So what happens between 1600 and the French Revolution?
What's that period known as? Enlightenment?
Great question. Don't really know.
We can skip it.
We can skip that one. Let's just skip it. Skip it. We skipped it. So now do we want to go directly to the heart of...
We're in the Western frontier.
We're
skipping over the 1600s, and we're going to...
To the French Revolution.
The French Revolution.
Okay, well, we did the French Revolution.
The people at home listening to this, like us just like cobbled together history, must be losing their minds right now. The discovery of the New World is happening in the 1600s, so I guess we could be explorers. But I don't think that we would
The exploration of it, the discovery of it, was in the 1400s.
Right, exploration of it. So we could be in South America discovering things, looking for gold. We could be conquistadors. I mean, that's the conquistadors were terrible people.
But we wouldn't even have a map, because we would have to be drawing the map ourselves. That's what we could do. We can draw the map.
Map drawers. All right, great. We're also bad at directions, though, because I've been in the car with both of you guys. And, but we could do that. We could fudge it and be like, over there.
Like, who's going to double check?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
By the time they do, we'll be dead.
So we're conquistador map makers. Is there a...
Cartographers.
Thank you, Matt. I knew it. I knew you would know. So in the
1600s, I might not be right.
Cartographers. So then in the 1700s, we're going into, if we're in America, it would be the Revolutionary War. If we are in France, it would be the French Revolution. So we have our pick there of revolutions. Why don't we go? So
did the French Revolution, were they just like jealous of the Americans after the Americans had a nice little revolution and they wanted to do one for themselves?
I think it was due to jealousy. They were like, that looks
just like the French
really good over there. And they had, partially that is what it was that the Americans did sort of inspire.
Because the revolution was successful in France, if our Civil War had been successful for the South, would that be known as the Second American Revolution?
Maybe, right? Possibly.
Isn't that interesting to think about?
I mean, not for me, no. Not at all. I liked how it went, and it didn't even go all that good. So let's hang on to that thought. We'll hold on to that alternate reality right there. So, yeah, if we were in the, say, American Revolution. So this is where we're starting to get into some times where we could do some things, right? Because the printing press has been invented. There are...
Why do we keep going to the printing press? I don't know anything about the printing press.
You've worked in printing before, sort of, like tangentially.
Like it has anything like in common with what I know.
We might be able to figure it out, though. Don't you think?
No.
No?
No. I think...
Is it closer than us being doctors? Doctor Medieval.
Look, fuck faces. I know you're taking the mickey out of me about this doctor business, but doctoring was so fucking bad in the Dark Ages that we would know our shit. That's how bad it was. I'm not saying we know anything about being doctors, but we know more than those fucking old-ass dummies did.
We could have been fortune tellers.
So,
leaning on our expertise at lying.
No, okay, we'll get there. So... I don't know. I think that we could figure out some printing press shit. We could be making revolutionary pamphlets, right?
Think,
we could do that.
I think we could figure out the printing press business.
Did they?
I think we could.
They
all
have,
it takes, I am confident.
All it takes,
Matt,
is
shame on
look,
you.
All it takes is one of us getting an apprenticeship with someone that has the idea first. And then we steal those plans and then we make it out from under him.
Okay.
I say him because women weren't allowed to do anything yet.
So maybe some printing press stuff or something, or pamphlet makers.
We're still in French Revolution.
We ported ourselves over to America. This is more American Revolution. So after the American and French Revolutions, do we want to skip to the Civil War?
This is after. So we're jumping to Civil War after French and Indian War.
French and Indian War takes place before the American Revolution. Oh. Before the American Revolution.
My mom would be so mad.
I love Paul. That was very, like, so honest. Mad. He was like, oh.
Yes.
I did not know that.
That took place before the
I don't purport Revolution. To know a lot about history.
What year was the War of 1812?
Jesus, what year was that? I'm kidding. I'm kidding, listeners. Was that the Tea Party thing?
No.
What was the 1812 War? What was that about?
It was against Mexico. No, it was against England. This one they burned down Washington.
They burned down the first White House.
Oh.
In the War of 1812. It was essentially the Empire Strikes Back. Britain
when
was
did,
like, we'll get the you rotten Americans.
When did remember the 5th of November. When was that? What year was that?
The 80s.
that was V for Vendetta. I believe that, you know what, off the top of my head, I don't
Wasn't
remember.
Wasn't that 1600s?
Guy Fawkes. Maybe.
Guy Fawkes?
It might be in the rest of the poem, but I don't, I don't know.
I'm not sure 100%.
So if, like, if we're jumping to Civil War.
Yes, he's checking out Guy Fawkes.
1605.
So in the 1600s, we could, I don't know, we could participate in that.
If we're jumping to the Civil War, we're all being conscripted into service.
Absolutely.
We're 100%.
Well, some of us might have another job.
But we've already offered the conceit that in this time travel scenario, you are very Italian.
Okay, so yeah, so...
besides opening the first Gettysburg pizza shop, you're probably being put to war.
In war, what could we run the telegraph? Would we be able to cobble together the technological know-how,
you know what?
To be able to do that?
I've been tying myself to you fucking assholes this whole time.
Oh, I mean, by all means, Dr. McGinty, go figure it out.
I could be a musician in any of these time periods.
That's true. You could. See?
I'm super white. I I can play musical instruments. I can play a handful of instruments fairly well.
That's all that it
in the
needs
battle.
To
you
be
would
famous.
Play the piccolo.
Yeah, I would play. I could wear the fucking drum.
Boy in any one of these wars that we've thrown ourselves into.
Because once we get to, like, if we're in the Dark Ages or, you know, French Revolution, I could probably just be a street musician. But by the time Civil War rolls around, they're like, hey, you're playing that drum for coins on the street, get in the fucking war. So, yeah, then I'm helping Mel Gibson march into the Patriot battle.
Yeah, by all means. Also, he wasn't in the Civil War.
How do I?
That's
how
the Patriot,
get,
you fucking doofus.
What year? What war was the Patriot?
It was the American Revolutionary War.
I don't know fucking history. God, I can't believe it. We got, what, 38 minutes into this podcast, and I didn't think about extricating myself from you dummies because I have an actual talent.
Yeah, by all means. Yeah, that's figure it out. Figure out what you would be best at in these timelines.
I'd be so mad dying all of these years up until the Civil War when I'm like, God damn it, I'm such a moron. I didn't think about this until now. And now I'm in battle with a fucking drum strapped to my chest.
Well, Matt and myself keep tying ourselves to you. We're like, oh, we can figure out maybe the printing press or some tech shit. You can't do that stuff. You would break it and fucking get us killed.
Why would I break it?
Because you don't know technology.
I think that's unfounded.
Because we have to show you how to take pictures on your phone.
There's no need to update shit the way they do it. It worked fine last seven fucking iPhones.
You legitimately broke the website today.
I don't think that's my fault.
Well, listeners, if you go to mcsauce.com right now, it's broken.
You can't.
It's definitely not. It's definitely a plug-in update.
It is. It needs updating. I'm currently doing that.
And besides.
But it wasn't me who broke it. It was you.
All of the... Because I was the first one to log into it in over a year.
Very true.
Neither here nor there. I would not abandon either of you. I would stick it out.
Oh, so this
what
is
did a, we learn? What did we learn from Bad Boys?
For life.
Right.
Two bitches in the sea. This is where I wanted to go with this.
Two and a half bitches in the sea.
So in this era, there's a lot of, or maybe shortly after the Civil War, there's a lot of you're ordering, like, how can I gently say this? Snake oil salesman. That's what we would be good at. Snake oil salesman. Lying to the public, selling them stuff that they don't need and doesn't work.
We would be carpetbaggers. We would very much run the risk of being run out of town or hung.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we'd probably have to stick to more metropolitan markets where frontier justice is less prevalent.
Well, would we lie that bad? Maybe we could make up something that actually kind of was of quality.
You know, I could see us being con men, because I feel like we would feel so much smarter than everybody else.
We do now!
And we're stupid.
So we would be dead con men back in the 1800s?
You know, maybe it's just my arrogance, you know, coming through. But I feel like if we were really in that scenario, there would be opportunities that we're not realizing now that would present themselves that we would be able to capitalize on by way of chicanery. And also because we know stuff. Like, I think something would happen and, like, all of a sudden we'd be like, oh, fuck, I know that. Like, this is a real thing. Like, I can fix this. I can do something with this. But since we're not in the situation, like, we're just, you know, joking about it now, like, I think we would have a definite advantage in some respects if they were brought to us.
Yeah,
I think the further back we go, the less that option happens. But, like, I think by the time we get to the Civil War, like, we should be able to start turning some shit around, because we're going to get back there. And, like, one of us is going to go to do something, and we're going to be like, why doesn't this fucking exist? And that's when the light bulb is going to go off, and it's going to be something fucking dumb. Like,
that didn't happen until the late 1800s.
Well, you two are going to understand the light bulb reference when we're back in the fucking Civil War. But something's going to happen, and we're going to be like, oh, we can cobble together how indoor plumbing works.
I have a hard time with that now.
We can be
already set up.
We can be the first run
not
of it.
YouTube.
We can work out the kinks. We have. I think I could do it. I've got a general idea of where shit goes.
At this literally. Point, well, at this point, this is where we could hitch our wagons to things that we know are successful. Like we could find people in history that are doing things and maybe ride their coattails.
Well, let me ask you this about outhouses. How did they work? I know that it was a separate building that they dug a hole in the ground and then they built like a wooden box over it and you would sit on it and shit in this hole. But after a while, that hole is going to fill up with shit, right? So did you just collapse the outhouse and build a new one next door to it? How does that work?
I believe so. See, this is why we're dead. Because I believe that that's how outhouses work.
They were very temporary places.
Yes.
And like...
sort of like a pop-up tent.
Yeah, but like, you know, you ever go into a new building and it has that wonderful new building smell and you're just like, this is so nice. An outhouse only had that for one time. And then every time after it, it smelled like shit.
Well, I would imagine that it never had that since it's essentially still outside. Right? Like, it's a box outside. Probably. That's another thing that's going to get us, guys. Hygiene. The smells.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Time travel. Ooh.
But.
Did they have deodorant back then?
No.
They didn't even have underpants.
Are you sure?
Then. Yes. They had, like.
Are we talking
Long 1800s? John onesies? We're talking like Civil War years.
Oh, man, we're going to have to wear Long John onesies?
Everyone was like fucked. Everything was
Everyone was like fucked.
Everything was terrible up until like 1900.
Dr. McGinty.
I concur.
It was all terrible. Briefly, I just thought, like, the best we could do is just going out to, you know, the fucking, like, Midwestern plains.
And be cowboys? We would instantly die doing that.
And just be, right. Cold? And that's what I thought. Just building a fucking house and just living out on the plains. But then I'm like, how are we going to, like, kill a sweet buffalo?
Yeah, I don't think we're going.
And then we're going to have to skin it.
Ugh.
Like, ugh. Right. Right.
So we would be starving vegetarian cowboys?
Yeah, like I...
This is grim. All right, let's get when, out. Let's time when, travel out
when
of
can
the,
we?
The...
When do we get to time travel to male prostitution? 1960?
I think the 70s.
Do you realize who your clientele is going to be?
I don't, Matt. I don't want to work hard. I just want to be hard.
So maybe, okay.
I don't
so,
think you need to be with the clientele that you're going to have.
So post-Civil War, maybe the gold rush, there was a lot of setting up shops to sell things to potential gold rushers.
No, we could be a convenience store.
We could do that. We could be clerks. We could do that.
We could go
out there.
The general store.
We absolutely could. We could do that. We could cobble together enough business savvy between the three of us to have a general store.
We're smart enough to sucker those people into buying things. Right?
One of us.
Like, we've worked retail.
One of us better learn how to use an 1800 shotgun because we're going to get robbed all the fucking time. All the time.
I think that's what we could do. We could be clerks. Out in was San Francisco, did they really have gold or am I just stupid?
I believe they did. I mean, I don't think they would just name the 49ers that without having real gold.
All right, so we're in San Francisco.
Are we going to...
We have a general store.
So we're going to phone booth right into San Francisco.
Yeah.
We're not going to have to make the Lewis and Clark trip.
No, we would not make it, Paul.
No.
Have you ever played the Oregon Trail?
How far did you get before you got diarrhea and died?
I listened to the last podcast episodes about the Donner Party. I know all the ins and outs of cannibalism.
Yeah.
Let's teleport right into San Francisco.
Even with this time travel to hard scrabble times, we're like, let's take the easy route. Port me right there.
Because we're not going to make it. We're soft boys.
Very soft. The softest. So, yeah. We'll,
like Charmin.
Yeah. So, we're
going to... wipe your ass with us.
We'll call our shop Marshmallow and Charmin's pickaxe store. So that's what we're going to do.
It's got to be three soft things.
Marshmallow, Charmin, and...
Marshmallow, Charmin, and... What's soft? Pillsbury.
Which hasn't been invented yet, but we could... See, this is where we're starting to come into the time where we could start inventing
crescent
things,
roll
right?
invention.
And I think this is why we can't limit ourselves to San Francisco. We just need to just be in New York this entire time.
We got to go back?
No, we just need to teleport into New York so that when we get like our ears need to be to the ground the first hint we get about fucking anything. When we first hear the word Burlington, we need to be like, "Yes. Sign us up."
Okay, so now let's get out of the Gold Rush era. Let's head to, like, I don't know, where you guys want to go next.
So we're past the Civil War, and now we're into the 1900s?
Right, yeah, early 1900s. So now we're talking...
Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, so this is, like, full-blown printing press.
You'd work in a fucking factory. Just like the entire world worked in a factory.
Just like we essentially do now.
No.
Like, I think we could probably... We could probably, like, be writing some things. I think this is probably the most realistic idea of being a writer.
Possibly.
But we really need to just get into...
That's sort of like...
parlance of the day.
Yeah, that would be, like, the teens of the 1900s. So that's where...
We can write Wizard of Oz first.
Yeah, so... I think that we could be writers.
This is when our conniving nature really shines forth.
Yeah, we could write Wizard of Oz or the pulps and stuff like that. That's where we would be best, I think, writing pulp stories in, say, like the 30s.
But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. So
we're not there yet. But
put that job in your pocket.
But Dracula was written in, what, 1890?
Oh shit! Paul's gonna write it in 1889.
We're out. In San Francisco. Shelley's
gonna
Charmin and Sons.
And Mary Shelley's gonna be like
Paul Stoker.
What the fuck? But she's not gonna be able to question me on it because she's a woman. And 1888. Sorry, bitch.
That was the slogan of the day.
Sorry, bitch. Yeah, like
you could do whatever you wanted. You could take her money.
The Casale Sharpley McGinty Publishing House is gonna have Dracula and Frankenstein under its belt, and Mary Shelley's just gonna
Freddy
be like,
Krueger.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but eventually the
Freddy Krueger is gonna be. We're gonna have these huge hits: Dracula, Frankenstein, and the Freddy Krueger's gonna tank. Like one person's gonna be like. I like this.
Knife hands? Ooh, I don't know. Eventually, World War I would hit somewhere in there. I don't know if we would go off to war, if we're successful writers at this point, or, pickaxe salesmen.
Was there a big draft for World War I?
No, and America was...
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
America was only in it for... A fairly hot second, so no. So we might dodge that bullet, per se. So
we might dodge that draft.
We're thinking writers in the... Why, we're such shitty writers too. Like, this is amazing.
That's why we're gonna just write shit that already exists today.
Yeah,
we're gonna beat George Lucas to Star Wars. That's gonna come out in the 60s.
Is that gonna work though? Like,
oh, it'll
do
work.
You think that time and place? We're gonna have to invent our own special effects when we get there.
I don't think it works as well for something like Star Wars because it's a different medium. George Lucas had connections to the technical teams to do it, but I think he built the technical teams, but he wasn't hands on creating the technology. He was writing the story and dictating to all these other guys what you need to do. But if we're stealing Mary Shelley's shit in 1890,
sorry, bitch,
100% 1890. Like who's gonna believe this woman? This woman. Oh, a woman had a good idea for a story. Please,
should we?
Please,
wait a minute. How? But she is famous, so like,
she's famous now.
Oh, she wasn't then?
Famous then.
Not until after her death.
So we're not gonna be able to make any money off of this, dude. We're gonna be starving. We'll be famous. We'll be famous the next time that we jump in time. We're like, oh, hey, I wrote that.
All right. I don't know the financial trajectory of Mary Shelley, but my assumption is she wrote Frankenstein and Dracula. Those were very popular books then. She got famous for those.
Dracula.
Who? Oh, Bram Stoker. Bram Stoker.
Dracula.
You're right. So, all right. So we can't.
This
we can't
entire
steal.
Podcast is a shining example of why we would be dead in every single time period.
If our lives are dependent on it, one of you fucking dummies that stood here for 20 minutes listening to me say Mary Shelley wrote Dracula.
No, you just said
been
that
like,
right now.
Our lives depend on it. Stop saying that. It's Bram Stoker. So, all right, we can't steal Dracula because, you know, they believe men in 1890, but we could totally steal Frankenstein because fuck women in 1890. I'm not proud of it, but our lives are at stake, social justice listeners.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'd be in trouble.
With Mary Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think
we could create some other
fucking fake shit?
Mainly because it looks like it was much later that she wrote that than what we're thinking.
Well, I was laboring under Dracula, which was 1890s. Yeah, we could cobble together the Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Steal some Poe work. We could do anything.
But
he
died an alcoholic on a bench. I mean, that's right.
You think
on,
that's not
that's
what
on
we're going to do?
Like,
and
we could do
like
that.
1920 or whenever the fuck he died. We could cobble together Poe stuff. His stuff is garbage.
So let's
and
move.
I would like to think we know enough about Cthulhu to be able to cobble to be like the B-list H.P. Lovecraft.
We don't, though.
Like, at that
like,
point...
What
at
do
that
you know
point,
about Cthulhu? It's weird shit that dorks like, right? I bet that's what you would say.
Squid monsters from space. Where we're really going to excel is in the 1950s Hollywood B-movie market.
I love how you pegged Edgar Allan Poe dying in 1920. He died in 1847.
Yeah, no, I thought we traveled back in time.
Oh, I thought Paul said...
Like he died in 1847?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely the 1800s.
Oh, my God. The whole time reading that book, I was giving him way too much credit. He died in 1847?
Yeah. It was definitely the 1800s. Wait, when did you think he died?
He said 1920.
I thought he died in, like, 1920.
So, okay. Time out on the time adventure. You you spent 5 years of your life reading that book.
Two and a half years.
It felt like five. Two and a half. Okay.
Felt like a fucking decade to me.
2.5 years reading that book, and you got his date of death wrong?
Not yeah, just sure did. Not just like wrong.
Like wildly
but
wrong.
Like 50 years wrong. Yeah.
Or 70.
Oh my God. Wow. I said like 50.
Again.
I was giving myself
a
grace
dead
period.
In every time period. Dead. 1940s.
No. Paul, we're fucking wait, not on. Dead because we are building on each other's strengths because some moron, me, is going to get a date wrong and you guys are going to be there to correct me. And
save your life.
And two morons are going to be losing their minds in the dark ages. And I'm going to be like, look.
I can play guitar.
No. I'm going to be like, look.
Come with me.
We know how to bring down a fever. This little boy was going to get his head chopped off. But we know how to bring down a fever.
Oh, no, right. Sir. It's the singing doctor.
If that's what I need to do, and then you guys administer the cool washcloth. And I sing to the boy.
And the
fine. But you know what we're doing? We're relying on each other.
Sing to the boy. Oh, holy fuck. The minstrel Dr. McGinty.
But you know what?
Sissy nurse assistant's Matt.
But you know what the minstrel doctor gets? Results. Because two other guys are following his fucking ass, making sure they're not just chopping limbs off at random because he has a nosebleed.
Oh, the minstrel doctor. So
we could absolutely be doctors in the dark ages.
Oh, man. So the 1940s, comic book boom, comic books everywhere. Now, we would be starving artists, but that's something that we could legitimately fucking do. We could have drawn...
We could write
comics
that,
or
we could absolutely,
Captain America shit back in the day.
We could absolutely create that Daredevil character that's half black and half red.
Absolutely.
It's public license at this point. But yeah, back then we could absolutely have Shazam.
We could have done that. At this point, we could have done radio plays. We could
how
have
do
been
we
radio
get,
actors.
How
right?
do we get out of the draft?
I don't think we could have.
Time travel. Out of it.
Yeah, we would have been sent over to... I can't see. I'm out of the draft because I don't have good eyesight. Do you guys have any ailments?
Oldness.
I mean, we're old men now. We're out of the draft. We're time traveling as we are now.
Right.
Old 40-year-old boy child men.
I am the perfect physical specimen. They would... Absolutely recruit me for the draft.
If
we're going,
so what would you do in the
if
army?
If we're going back now,
we're
40,
going back
you're
now.
Out. You're not being drafted. We're not
right,
being
so
drafted.
We're safe.
Yeah, so we can stay back home
in the mid
and,
in the dark ages. We would be wise elders.
Oh shit! And that would lean even more into our medical practice because they'd be like. These guys are fucking 41 years old.
Because we'd be administering.
How did they live this long? We'd be dead within 6 months of being there, but that would be a great 6 months.
They're immortal. They have all their teeth.
Oh my God, that would suck so bad.
We would look like we're, 12
where,
compared to
where
the
do you
locals?
Even get fluoride?
Who knows? Who could ever know? So the 1940s, if we could duck the draft, I think we'd be, we're too old for the draft, so we're fine there, right?
We're fine there, but superhero comics, any kind of comics, a huge high for like two decades.
Yeah. They're just hiring anybody that could hold a fucking pencil. So that qualifies us.
And you know what happens? That. You sit down and draw like Jim Lee and you're immediately fired because you're not drawing like Bill Finger. And then, but that's when you say, but I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we could see this comes into the...
Give me finger.
The snake oil salesman, because we could be the Bob Kane or the Stan Lee, and we could like swindle all the people out of their great ideas. Or we would have those great ideas ahead.
Oh,
so we could have
this
our
seems,
own Marvel see, comics, our own DC
this seems
comics.
Even more duplicitous than... bilking Mary Shelley out of Frankenstein because she's a woman. This seems even worse.
Really? Because we have knowledge that other people did this exact same thing to the comic creators that we love.
What are the chances instead of you know bilking our you know favorite comic creators that we just build a rival comic house and we bring that talent with us and then we say, "Looky, Siegel and Schuster, we'll give you 20% of Superman rights, but we'll give you all of the toy sales. We'll give you all merchandise." What if we spin our future knowledge of licenses
what's the better comic book market? What would be the better deal? Because in the end, if we're flash forwarding to what made George Lucas successful, it was all the merchandising that he held on to that was the better part of that deal. So
better for him.
Should we in the 19th?
We're looking out for ourselves here.
That was better for him.
What should we do to also then screw over?
But Fox and Kenner aren't exactly hurting these days.
Well,
I think neither
of them actually kind of exist anymore because Fox is gobbled up by Disney and Kenner is fucking Hasbro.
So, I think we could
work a
mutually exclusive deal.
Mutually exclusive?
Mutually exclusive deal where they're getting better than they fucking got on what they actually got in real life. And we're also owning a part of Superman.
And what's our company going to be called? And what other creators are we going to get to flock to?
Charmin and what was the other soft
Marshmallow, Charmin, and Pillsbury
comics.
We can get
didn't they used to make pickaxes back in the day?
That's good. I like a pickaxe comics.
You know how Nintendo used to be a trading cards company?
That's right.
That's how
right
Charmin,
our
Marshmallow,
comics, that's right,
and Pillsbury started.
Right. They just decided to consolidate and call it Pickaxe Comics.
How badass.
PA Comics.
Yeah. Oh, to our Pennsylvania roots before we moved to San Francisco.
We could absolutely roll Bill Parker and CC Beck into the fold and have that Captain Marvel money. We're not going to, like, I forget who created Captain America, but Captain America's coming around in a
few
years.
Kirby.
We play our cards right. If we've got Siegel and Schuster, we've got CC Beck rolling in so far, then once we get to, I don't think Jack Kirby created Captain America.
He was the illustrator.
He's the first artist.
And
on Captain
and
America?
There was a Simon that was, I forget.
Bill Simon?
Jerry? I have no idea.
I don't know. Ooh, another reason why we're dead. We can't even, we have a comic book podcast and we can't even remember.
Joe Simon and Jack Kirby. Simon. Okay. 1941. So if we get this rolling in 38 with Siegel and Schuster, we immediately, the second they start to roll out Superman, we're like, trust us. Then we
so
get
what's,
the Shazam.
What's going to happen to us in the if we're so focused on superhero comics? What's going to happen to us in the late 40s, early 50s, whenever they fall out of favor? Should we get
already
on?
Know crime the comics and weird tales are on the way. So we already start before superhero comics are out and all this other stuff is coming in. We already lay the groundwork for getting some of those contracts set up.
So we're definitely going to have to appear before Congress for those hearings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then through the 50s, you know, that's what we're doing. And then by the time the 60s roll around, we know Flash and Green Lantern are coming and all the science-based stuff. And that's, like, we know at this point. Like, I think we can probably lie our way into a good living.
Yeah,
we start in the 30s.
Since we already own Frankenstein, we could do the comic book adaptation of that.
Right, and then whenever the late 1950s, we can do Frankenstein in Love, so we can have the romance comic book.
That's right.
Do we also have Dracula? I forget if we fucking...
We do not... We do not have
Bram Stoker out of Dracula. We Dracula. Didn't think of that.
Some moron wrote Dracula expecting to steal it away from Mary Shelley, but it was owned by a dude.
So we got so the pickaxe company got sued.
Yeah, we lost out on Dracula.
All the money we made off pickaxes, it went into legal.
Our lawsuits.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I'm trying to. Oh, 1818. Oh my God, was when Frankenstein was written.
Right, so we would have been very late to the party.
So, so fuck Dracula and Frankenstein. If we're jumping in, I think our best chance of survival is the 30s. We can,
yeah,
we
30s,
can
40s.
Accurately, even if we're not bilking famous people out of their product by knowing what's going to happen. Like, we could have a modicum of success as comic writers or
it would have
artists.
To be the 40s, though, because the 30s was like the Great Depression. So nobody's buying comic books in that period. So 1940s, I think we would be okay. 1950s, we know what's coming. I think we'd be okay.
Right, yeah, I think it's imperative to get in on the ground floor of Superman.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Right.
So 1940s is our best chance to steal already tried and true good
already,
ideas.
Already licensed IP.
Rip off the creators that we love, just not as brutally as DC Comics did.
But we're here to survive. We're here to make a living for ourselves. And I mean, come on. We've been displaced out of time. What are we supposed to do?
I feel like we did it to ourselves.
We're supposed, supposed to not
we did get in that
three
in
Biff
that phone
Tannins.
Booth.
Yeah, Rufus was like, hey guys, what are you doing? And we're like, shut up, old man.
But Biff Tannin is giving us a slow clap.
Yeah, and once we get into the 1950s and 60s, that's where I think that I could just start being a professional sports better.
Oh,
because I remember
yeah.
all that stuff, and I could bet on individual games. So this is where I distance myself from pickaxe comics and just become a sports betting person.
Oh, I can't wait till the 60s when someone's like, Canadians aren't going to win 4th Stanley Cup. You fucking dummies.
But you also would be upset because I don't think there was any real betting on hockey back then.
Yeah, but Dodgers won a fucking shit ton in the 60s, so. I think by the time we get to 50s and 60s, we need to make pickaxe comics work.
So that we
until
can. Until
the 50s.
Yeah.
And then we can sell to Marvel, we can sell to DC, and then we can.
Oh,
just...
there is no DC with what we've
we've
done.
Yeah, yeah.
We can sell to Stan Lee.
Yeah.
In the 60s.
Oh,
and then become professional sports.
Do you
betters.
Think that we would stop our greedy? Our greed would stop there with we have. So, like, we would just go on and create Spider-Man for ourselves.
That's right. We would
like,
become
we would,
Disney, basically.
Yeah, like, we would be... who? What? Disney? Mm-hmm. That's us-ney. Like, fuck them. We made Mickey Mouse. Like,
no. Well, how do you think we would handle Walt Disney? Because at this
with
point...
With a pickaxe?
The,
what are you talking about?
At this point in the story, we are fucking running the show, but... Like, we're running the comic book show, but Walt Disney's doing all the shit out there. All of a sudden, Disney's our arch nemesis.
We're gonna have the year before Mickey Mouse is created, we're gonna create a family friendly line of our cartoons and comics.
Sticky Mouse.
Called Sticky Mouse.
That's gonna do it for us. We will see you next time. My name is Paul McGinty.
Ian Sharpley.
Matt Cassell.
We'll see you next time.